this year's holiday season is fast becoming the stuff of fading memories, but essayist Diane Roberts is glad the party's over.
I like the sight of tinsel in a trash can. I like vacuuming up the last cold, dead needles from the chucked outside Christmas tree. I like putting away my red satin cocktail dress. I had to have it dry cleaned after that guy who teaches poetry at the college spilled eggnog on it twice. I'm glad I don't have to swill any more not very distinguished champagne and smile about it. I'm glad normal life, at least as normal as life gets, has resumed. Old movies, Charles Dickens, and the greeting card industry have brainwashed us into thinking that the holidays should be a time of unmitigated sweetness and light, comfort and joy. This is an emotional trap. Mostly what happens at the holidays is that you fight with your family while dressed in things involving sequins or ribbons or representations of reindeer. Or you get hungover, or both at once. You have all these expectations. This will be the year she comes back to you, or he forgives you, or they understand at last that you really are the best human in the world. This is the year you'll get a diamond bracelet instead of a dustbuster, a trip to Eleuthera instead of Old Spice aftershave. Santa Claus will prove that he's real after all, and happiness will rain down like red and green candy kisses. The good thing about January is that it brings us an opportunity to embrace the nice, gray everyday again. Work, school, routines, productivity, real life. No chestnuts roasting on an open fire. No tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. No time for all that. No money for it either. We spent it all over the holidays. Ordinariness is the state in which we live most of the time, where we do our work and have our relationships and learn and love and watch television shows where there's no rosy firelight and no gratuitous hugging. This is not to say it's grim. In fact, the nice, gray, everyday life is where happiness comes from. Happiness should derive from reality, not the chimera product of a season in which we try to convince ourselves everything's great because there are twinkling lights all over the front hedge and mistletoe hanging in the hall. So let us celebrate the ordinary. Wednesday night, meatloaf. 4 o'clock, soccer practice. The sound of no one singing. The holidays will come round again, sooner than we think.
Diane Roberts is the author of Dream State, Daughters of the Confederacy, Dangling Chads, Banana Republicans, Swamp Lawyers, and Other Florida Wildlife.